USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he does support some Democratic proposals on Capitol Hill for reforming policing policies.
Our police have been letting us live in peace, and we want to make sure we don't have any bad actors in there.
But he adds he cannot support liberal proposals to defund the police.
There won't be defunding. There won't be dismantling of our police.
A man is facing arson charges in connection with a fire that damaged a Minneapolis police station during protests over the death of George Floyd. Today is George Floyd Day in Harris County, Texas. The 46-year-old father who died in the custody of Minneapolis cops will be buried in Houston, where he grew up. Today's service will be private following a public viewing there yesterday. Remember to find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with health care costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
New Yorkers, it seems, are in no big rush to go back to work. New York City entering a Phase 1 reopening yesterday, but streets and stores remained quiet through most of the day. Many New Yorkers say they'll keep working from home as long as they can. Others say they're still afraid to get on public transportation until there's a vaccine for the coronavirus. The Small Business Optimism Index bouncing back in May after the coronavirus pandemic took a big bite out of it in April. The Uncertainty Index jumping 7 points last month, although business owners didn't expect the recession that took hold in February to last very long. The 2020 MTV Movie and TV Awards might not happen. Variety is reporting the show has been postponed indefinitely due to the pandemic. A spokesperson saying the health of everyone involved is the priority. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Polls are open today for Georgia's primary election. It's been postponed twice due to concerns over the coronavirus pandemic. A record number of voters for a primary have already cast ballots, with most being mail-in absentee ballots. Polling locations statewide are open until 7 p.m. local time. North Korea says it's cutting off all communication channels with South Korea. It's a move that experts say could signal that Pyongyang has grown frustrated that Seoul has failed to revive lucrative inter-Korean economic projects and persuade the United States to ease sanctions on the North. The North Korean Central News Agency is saying all cross-border communication lines would be cut off as of noon in what was called a first step of the determination to completely shut down all contact, meaning with South Korea, and getting rid of unnecessary things. Again, that a quote from the statement from the North, which has cut the communications in the past, not replying to South Korean phone calls or faxes, but then usually restoring the channels once the tensions ease. North Korea has been accused at times of deliberately creating tensions to bolster internal unity or to signal its frustration over a lack of progress in nuclear talks with Washington. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.